the effects of NDEs. In the latter part of the 20th century, we have such a need to be unique, to be special, to be different. You know the thing that unifies so many of these people? They are so narcissistic. It's, look at me, I saw God, I saw Jesus, I am different. Professor Sherwin B. Newland, Yale University Medical School. The purpose of life, most NDEers agree, is divine knowledge and love. Studies on the transformative effect of the NDE show that the cultural values of wealth, status, and material possessions become much less important, and the perennial religious values of love, caring for others, and acquiring knowledge about the divine ascend to greater importance. Philosopher Neil Grossman. Van Lommel and Sabom both found that NDEers like Ayer usually become more compassionate. But it is reasonable to ask, might most survivors of a close call with death put more emphasis on relationships with or without an NDE? The NDEers get more public attention, of course, especially if they tell their story to a wide audience on religious broadcasting networks. Wanting more precise information, Van Lommel followed up NDEers 2 years and then 8 years later, matched with a control group who reported no NDEs. He found a significant difference between patients with and without an NDE. The process of transformation took several years to consolidate. Patients with an NDE did not show any fear of death. They strongly believed in an afterlife, and their insight in what is important in life had changed. Love and compassion for oneself, for others, and for nature. Furthermore, the long-lasting transformational effect of an experience that lasts only a few minutes was a surprising and unexpected finding. Sabom also found that NDEers tended to put more emphasis on relationships. On the Life Changes questionnaire, NDEers typically showed an increase in faith, sense of meaning in life, capacity for love, and involvement with family that significantly exceeded those elements in post-op non-NDE patients. Materialist science on NDEs. If what you mean by soul is something immaterial and immortal, something that exists independently of the brain, then souls do not exist. This is old hat for most psychologists and philosophers, the stuff of introductory lectures. Psychologist Paul Bloom, author of Descartes' Baby.